Patients who have the most aggressive form of brain cancer know their tumors usually grow back. That requires multiple imaging scans for doctors to determine if there's another tumor. In a third of cases, MRIs indicate there is something, but in surgery, doctors find nothing. Researchers at the University of Cincinnati are enrolling patients in a clinical trial to test what is known as a liquid biopsy. This doesn't involve surgery to validate imaging scans. Instead, it looks at the patient's spinal fluid. Brain tumors shed DNA, and it's deposited in the spinal fluid. UC neurosurgeon Matthew Garrett wants to validate this theory, and he's running a clinical trial.
So to join this trial, initially, before the first surgery, you consent to have a small part of your brain fluid that's ordinarily discarded during surgery. We save it, and then we look for tumor DNA in that fluid.
After the patient's surgery to remove the tumor, as well as chemotherapy and radiation, researchers check the spinal fluid again, and theoretically there shouldn't be any because the cancer has been removed.
So the future is, with your first surgery, I leave a little port, a little tube and a bag that we can sample from every few weeks. And then we will be able to detect far, far earlier when this tumor is growing back, and it will not lie to us. It'll tell us when it really is there or when it's not there.
The idea is then the patient doesn't have to have unnecessary surgeries. The practice of looking for tumor DNA in blood has been around for a decade. Garrett thought, why can't this work in spinal fluid? In a clinical trial, he hopes to follow 10 to 15 brain cancer patients over the course of their disease to make sure this theory is true. Dr. Trish Wise-Draper is an oncologist who runs UC's clinical trials. She says this method could be used for other cancers where immunotherapy may be clouding the results.
One of the things that is really difficult for us is repeat biopsies or repeat surgeries. And so if we can just take a simple blood test, or in this case, fluid from the CSF, and be able to know if the tumor is back or not, and if we need to change our treatment strategy, whether that be surgery, radiation, chemotherapy as a targeted agent, faster rather than having to do something more aggressive as far as opening the patient, would be ideal.
In clinical trials, Wise-Draper says she has to use specific criteria to determine if patients are responding to a certain drug treatment.
Because we don't want to stop the drug too early if it might be working. And so we need better ways to be able to know if a patient is progressing or responding to treatments. And I think Dr. Garrett's trial will help us answer some of those questions.
Back to Dr. Garrett, who says liquid biopsies have the capacity to completely change the way doctors treat brain cancer, not only preventing unnecessary surgeries based on false positive MRIs, but intervening earlier at the first sign of tumor growth. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.